Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Kevin of West Branch in Michigan. Kevin asks, is there a penalty under law for failure to tender the deed on a land contract purchase when the contract is fulfilled by the buyer? Does such a statute exist? Kevin, the closest thing to a statute dealing with failure to provide a deed upon a land contract payoff is a Michigan statute as it relates to providing discharges after 60 days. However, the land contract provisions control, and so if the deed is not provided and the buyer performed as required, then the buyer can maintain an action for a breach of contract claim. I hope that answers your question. The next question comes from Archie in Reed City. He asks, can you add an addendum to a quitclaim deed? Can you have a quitclaim deed written and notarized, but not file it, but also have an addendum attached that states no other deeds may be filed without me signing off? Well, Archie, the reason you record your interest in a property when you are named in a deed, quitclaim or otherwise, is to put the world on notice of your interest in the subject property. There is no need to have any further addendum when the instrument is recorded. Deeds that are recorded take priority over all other unrecorded deeds. The final question today is from someone in Franklin, Ohio. They are asking, if I can't get in touch with my landlord because they disconnected their phone, should I withhold rent for my last month? So my answer to that question is that the lease provisions control. So follow the notice requirements of your lease. Holding back rent because the telephone number is inactive is not a good idea. Sending out notices with a tracking tool by courier or certified mail is a good step to take. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.